Where you live can have an impact on your health. That's according to a new report from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that ranks the overall health of counties across the nation. The Washoe County Health District unveiled the findings for the region this week. Our reporter On Gray was there and talks with Nevada healthcare policy expert John Packham to learn more.
Thank you for talking with us today.
Good to talk to you.
The county health rankings and roadmaps looks at every county in the nation. And here in Nevada, Washoe County ranked 9th out of the 16 counties that were ranked in the state. This means Washoe is basically at the top of the bottom half. And then also it dropped 5 spots from the previous year. What are the issues that are negatively affecting the region's health, John?
What I think is the most interesting thing about the county rankings is they highlight the role of social determinants, health behaviors, a number of factors outside clinical care settings that are driving health. We've been focusing a lot in our state and society on access to care and insurance coverage. This report highlights the important role, again, of those social and cultural determinants of health.
And one of the issues that has been talked about a lot is the opioid epidemic and the toll it's been taking across the nation and also here in our community. And meth is now on pace to outnumber opioid-related deaths in Nevada as well. What role do you think that substance abuse plays in these types of rankings?
You can find it layered into some of the findings in this particular report. I think one that stands out is Washoe County's rank and the numbers of individuals reporting poor mental health days in a given month have continued to deteriorate. I think that's not only connected to opioid and other drug abuse, but I think it's also tied to the fact that we have a pretty severe housing crisis in our community. 1 in 5 people, according to the latest data that we're viewing today, report difficulties with obtaining affordable, quality housing.
What are some other issues that come into play in terms of access to health care and health outcomes? Can you talk a little bit about how poverty and access to nutrition, for example, play a role in the community's health?
Sure. Again, the report highlights factors such as income inequality, poor high school graduation rates, comparatively high levels of childhood poverty that we know affect health and healthcare, people's ability to navigate the health system and so forth. We're in a community that despite ranking comparatively well among Nevada counties for access to primary care providers, mental health providers and so forth, still has pretty severe shortages of healthcare professionals, including addiction specialists and those needed to treat and deal with rising levels of substance abuse in our community. The report bears out stubbornly high rates of alcohol abuse, alcohol-related motor vehicle fatalities and so forth that haven't gone away and are compounded by, again, the lack of healthcare professionals in our community and elsewhere in Nevada.
John Packham is the Director of Healthcare Policy Research and the Associate Dean of Statewide Initiatives at the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine. Thank you so much, John.
It was my pleasure.